This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders ratcheted up pressure Sunday on Russia for its war against Ukraine, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the center of a swirl of diplomacy on the final day of the Group of Seven summit of rich world democracies. Zelensky's in-person attendance at one of the world's premier diplomatic gatherings is meant to galvanize attention on his nation's 15-month fight against Russia. G7 nations have unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow and hamper its war-fighting capabilities. The G7 leaders have faced a balancing act as they look to address a raft of global worries demanding urgent attention, including climate change, AI, poverty, and economic instability. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise appearance at the G7 summit, which included one-on-one meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from highways, electricity, and...
Thank you very much.
Zelensky thanked the German leader for what he said was the powerful defense assistance Ukraine has received from Germany. The president also expressed his gratitude for the U.S.'s decision to allow its allies to provide fighter jets for Ukraine.
Really, it will help our society, our people, to save houses, families.
Zelensky hailed the decision a great result.
Their meeting comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses the countries attending the G7 summit of aiming for the double deterrence of Russia and China. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages still isolated from high...
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, with reporters at the G7 summit in Japan, says he is still confident a deal will be reached to avoid a government default on its debt.
What happens is the first meetings weren't all that percussive. The second ones were. The third one was. And then what happens is the carriers go back to the principals and say, this is what we're thinking about. And then people put down new claims. I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Biden is returning early from the G7 summit to help with negotiations. In a major win for the Biden administration, a judge is striking down an airline industry partnership. AP correspondent Mike Hempen tells us more.
Federal judge in Boston has ruled that American Airlines and JetBlue must abandon their partnership in the Northeast United States. U.S. District Judge Leo Sorokin wrote in his decision that American and JetBlue violated antitrust law as they carved up the Northeast markets between them. American and JetBlue are two of the top three airlines in Boston and two of the top four in New York. The judge says the government proved the partnership, known as Northeast Alliance, reduces competition. The Justice Department had argued the deal would eventually cost customers hundreds of millions of dollars a year because of reduced competition. The airlines are deciding whether to appeal. I'm Mike Hempen.
Mexico is moving migrants away from its borders to relieve pressure on the United States, also in its own causes. We get more details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Mexican authorities have been flying migrants south and busing new arrivals away from its border with Guatemala to keep them from massing along the U.S. southern border. One official speaking anonymously says about 300 migrants are being transferred south each day. The director of a human rights group in Washington, Adam Isaacson, says the northern part of the migrant route is being emptied out a bit, but it adds more people to the southern and middle parts. An equilibrium, he says, that cannot be sustained. The U.S. reports a more than 50% drop in the number of illegal border crossings since Title 42 expired, about 4,000 a day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.